Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Friday, June 26th. Welcome to the broadcast. Those of you who are following along at home doing your own Q decodes, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including QAnon.pub and QAnon.news/Q. If you have an Android device and you would like to get notifications when Q is posting, you got a couple of options. There is the Q Alerts app, and there is QMap. Not available in the Play Store. You'll have to go to the websites and install them manually. But if you follow the links on the websites, they give you instructions on how to load them. If you're new to the Q movement, or if you just want to get some more information about what Q's operation is all about, you might want to check out my book, Calm Before the Storm. I cover a lot of the themes that Q discusses in the first 2 to 3 months of the operation. Saudi Arabia, the Iran deal, the Clinton Foundation, some other subjects that are amusing and interesting. That book, Calm Before the Storm, is available on both Amazon and Barnes & Noble. My theme for this broadcast is Welcome to the Digital Battlefield. I have had some fun doing this thread. I'm getting excited. This is about training and equipping, which is kind of my wheelhouse. With General Flynn's case approaching dismissal, the gag order on his free speech is about to be removed. I often wonder what he might say after being quiet on social media for more than 2 years. For several weeks, people that are close to the president have been suggesting that we create accounts on the Parler social media platform. Devin Nunes has been tweeting about, you know, say no to socialism, join Parler, or Parlay, or however you want to say that. I'm not going to get too picky about that. But they've been suggesting to Trump supporters that you should join the platform. I did not know what to think of that at first. I'm not sure if it was just a passing fad or if there was an organized effort by the president's people to muster an army for some as of yet undisclosed purpose. People kept on pointing us that way. Dan Scavino, he's tweeting out about joining Parler, Parley, however you want to call it. And then on the 23rd, General Flynn posted this message on Parler. Digital soldiers are on the move. Get ready. All right, so now I have to start thinking, like, okay, what's going on here? What? There's a strategy. There looks like there's some kind of operation going on. It looks coordinated. I don't want to miss out on this. And General Flynn knows the strategies and tactics to win the war that is being waged on social media. He's talked about this famously in this clip I'll let you listen to.
We have an army of digital soldiers, citizen journalists. Okay, because the journalists that we have in our media, they did a disservice to themselves because they displayed an arrogance that is unprecedented. And so the American people decided to take over the idea of information. And they did it through social media. One individual, who will be nameless here, but one individual who has 650,000 followers just on Twitter, which really, these days, doesn't seem like a lot, but it's a lot. It's enough. This individual is a huge influencer. He puts out a tweet to his 650,000 followers and says, I'm going to be on Periscope doing a live media broadcast in 15 minutes. 15 minutes. 35 million people viewed that. 35 million. Because everybody said, hey, because the guy's great. He's great. When he talks, he's out there. He's an American patriot. He's an American patriot. So when we talk about patriotism, how do we fight as patriots today? We fight at the voting booth. We fight in our schools. You know, in the military, when you're a young officer or sergeant, corporal, private, you know, we demand those individuals to demonstrate physical courage. the more, you know, the older you get in the military, we sort of begin to change that physical courage to what I call intellectual courage. And intellectual courage actually takes more bravery at times. Because to be intellectually courageous, and this is for you, this is really for this foundation, this is for the young people in this room, you are demonstrating a level of intellectual courage that our country desperately needs.
And then we have this. On June 15th, General Paul Nakasone, I demoted him to a three-star general. He's actually a four-star general. Sorry about that, General Nakasone. But he created a Twitter account. And he said, I'm excited to announce, starting today, I'm joining social media. And now he actually has a verified account. He was not verified when he first got on. I'll be using this platform to speak directly to you about partnerships and engagements and my role as commander, Cybercom and NSA. So, previous Q post, this is from April 2018. Did you know, quiet, Army Lieutenant General Paul Nakasone? See, he was a three-star general back then, but he got promoted. He's a good guy, Q. So when I piece all of these data points together, they indicate, at least to me, that there is an organized effort underway to establish a leadership structure on social media. 24th of June, Q posted the People's General, soon three stars. That's a reference to General Flynn, three-star general. So I think Q is hinting that General Flynn is going to be taking an more active role on social media in the very near future, probably after his case is dismissed. A lot of patriots don't like Twitter or Facebook, having been banned from Facebook. I'm not real crazy about it myself, but these platforms may be under the control of corrupt people, but they are the domains, the battlefields, where the war over information is being fought. All right, the domain of information, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, that is where the battles are. And if we do not engage the enemy on these domains, on these battlefields, they win the war. We have to stay engaged in the conversation. As we approach the November election, the battle over control of information is going to heat up. It's only going to get more intense. All assets are being deployed by the deep state to prevent the president from being reelected. On the 22nd of June, Q wrote, memes prep, music prep, organize, unite, prepare. All right, so Q is getting us going in the right direction, getting our heads thinking in the right direction. We need to get prepared and organized for an operation that's coming as we approach the November election. Q posted this. It's a meme of Barack Obama. And we've got 18 U.S. Code 2384, seditious conspiracy. 2381, treason. Add Biden. Memes are important. Q. Memes are important because they convey visual imagery to the subconscious in a way that written articles cannot, and memes are difficult for artificial intelligence programs to interpret and censor. This is an article where Zuckerberg was offering $50,000 for artificial intelligence that can detect hateful memes. So one of the anons, I think, updated this meme and Q posted it. Joe Biden, seditious conspiracy and treason. Now, on the 24th, Q posted this, and this is, we have been commissioned, we have been invited to join an army of digital soldiers. Here's what Q wrote. You've been selected to help serve your country. Never retreat from the battlefield, Twitter, Facebook, etc. Use other platforms as a form of centralized command and control. Organize and connect, bridge through linking. Source memes material from the battlefield and or the garage. Highlight and share, take and drop. All right, now I'm going to decode these line by line, so I'm just going to read through them. Mission number one, dispute, reject, propaganda push through posting of research and facts. Mission number two, and these were not in color on the board. I colored them myself, just in case people are wondering. Mission number two, support role of other digital soldiers One falls, another stands, rises. Mission 3. Guide, awaken others through the use of facts, D-Class 1 through 99 material, and other relevant facts and memes. Decouple the MSDNC control of info stream. Ask counter questions to initiate thought versus repeating echo MSDNC propaganda. Mission 4. Learn the use of camouflage digitally. Your primary account, it gets suspended or terminated, use a secondary one. Mission 5. Identify strengths and weaknesses, personal and designated targets, or in brackets, Twitter and Facebook, plus other platforms. Example, regarding memes, failure to read through the use of algorithms, think Tron, MCP, master control program, dependence on person-to-person, capture, slow response time, unidentified users. That's all in brackets. Game theory, information warfare. Welcome to the digital battlefield. Together, we win. Q. All right, so never retreat from the battlefield, Twitter, Facebook, etc. If your account is suspended, create another one. Keep creating new accounts and do not quit. When they deplatformed me from Facebook, I went and created another page, another account. I've already got a backup account on Twitter. For those of you who are wondering, it is praying_medic. They deplatform my Twitter account, I will have another one. I have a backup YouTube channel. If you just look, you'll find my backup YouTube channel. So I have backup accounts waiting because I've been expecting the censorship to increase for a long time. Q wrote, use other platforms as a form of centralized command and control. Organize and connect, bridge through linking. So Parlay is not under enemy control. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter are. We can use that platform as a safe venue for communicating ideas, strategizing with leaders, General Flynn is on there, and meeting other digital soldiers in a friendly environment. We can collaborate, and then we can come to the battlefield, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and do our thing. Also Reddit, for those of you who are on Reddit. Jeff Carlson at The Market's Work. In my opinion, our best option is to create duplicate Parler accounts while retaining our Twitter accounts and for now focusing our efforts here. Allow Parler to grow and create stockholder financial pressure on Twitter, but do not walk away from the primary fight. The primary fight is on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. Q wrote, source memes, material from the battlefield and or garage, highlight and share, take and drop. Find memes wherever you can on the battlefield, i.e. Twitter, Reddit, Facebook, wherever, or make them yourself, garage, simple. And remember, every time you steal a meme, Anon gets their wings. So stealing memes is okay. You do not have to give credit to the person you got it from because they probably stole it from somebody else and they probably stole it from somebody else. It's pretty hard to know where these memes came from. The point is, get the information out there. All right, first mission. Dispute, reject, propaganda push through posting of research and facts. So we engage politicians and the legacy media reporters on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter. Don't accept their narratives. Present the facts from your own research. Be respectful. Don't get deplatformed. Make your points and then go. And don't feed the trolls. Block the trolls. All right. Mission 2, support role of other digital soldiers. One falls, another stands, rises. Digital soldiers are not loners. They need to collaborate. Work with others, retweet good content. All right, we're trying to disseminate and spread as much good information as we can. As other people leave the platform or take breaks, we need to fill in for them with our own original content and retweet other people's content. Mission 3, guide, awaken others through the use of facts, D-Class 1 through 99 material, and other relevant facts and memes. Okay, so present the declassified information that's coming out and other facts that counter the mainstream media's narrative. Ask thought-provoking questions instead of accepting the narrative of someone else and simply echoing what other people are saying. Mission 4, learn the use of camouflage digitally. Primary account suspended, terminated, use a secondary. Learn how to avoid being deplatformed. Avoid using certain words and engaging certain people. Some people are on social media simply as a lightning rod to draw attention to themselves so they can get you to curse and swear and hurl profanities at them so they can get your account suspended. Do not engage those people. And watch your language. Be very careful about what you say if you don't want to get deplatformed, unless you like having to create a new account twice a week. It gets to be a pain after a while, so it's good to just be wise and not go after trolls, and don't be hateful and don't be mean. And when your account is suspended, know how to create a new one. I'm not going to give you information on how to create a new account, but it's easy to find if you know how to use search engines. Don't feed the bots and trolls. They goad you into saying something problematic so they can report and suspend you. Block them immediately. Mission 5, identify strengths and weaknesses. Personal and designated targets. Twitter and Facebook, right? So explain that. Know your strengths and know your weaknesses. Use your strengths, whatever your strengths are. If you're a good artist, good designer, that's your strength. Use it. If you're good at creating persuasive arguments, use that. Whatever you're good at, use it. Avoid your weaknesses. If you know that you have a short temper and you fly off the handle at people, well, you need to avoid doing that. That's a weakness. Know the strengths and weaknesses of the opponent. Exploit their weaknesses. In the film Tron, the protagonist, Kevin Flynn, knew programming language and the computer architecture, and he used that knowledge to exploit his opponent's weaknesses and defeat them. Really simple. The weakness of Twitter is its inability to read and interpret memes. This is a tweet from Jack Dorsey. Any apps out there that allow you to take screenshots of text and then convert them to text? Jack was looking for artificial intelligence programs that could read memes. Zuckerberg was doing the same thing. They can't read memes. That's their weakness. So we need to exploit their weakness. Game theory. Information warfare, welcome to the digital battlefield, together we win, Q. Benny tweeted this out, General Flynn called in to Rush Limbaugh's show today. A couple of quotes I just posted on here from General Flynn. You need to have the right people and the right leaders. You just got to find the right weaknesses. And the weakness in his case was to shine the light on truth. That's what it came down to in his case. Q posted a link to a tweet by General Nakasone, who said, always a pleasure to work with DNI Ratcliffe. Yes, I'll bet it was a pleasure to work. I think they're just trolling. I think the deep state is a little bit upset when they see Nakasone and Ratcliffe together, because Ratcliffe is Director of National Intelligence, and he is going to be declassifying documents. And of course, we know that NSA has it all, so that should make a few people upset. All right. And Anon posted this from the board, and a lot of people have been taking this oath, and I'm going to take it now. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I will take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God. Where we go one, we go all. All right, and if you want to take that oath, you are welcome to do that. Q posted, take the oath, mission forward. Nurse Deplorable took the oath. I'll let you listen to her video.
Good afternoon, digital soldiers. So I always thought that I was just a mom and a nurse, but today it turns out that I get to become a digital soldier. So here we are. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God. Where we go one, we go all. Take the oath. Pass it on.
Q replied, We're in this together. Unity, not division. Where we go one, we go all. Q. Donald Trump took the oath, and he's got some sign language for you.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. That I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I'm about to enter. So help me God. Well, we go.
And Q responded, sign language, where we go one, we go all. Q. All right, then Q posted this. This has never been attempted. The use of the general public to counter the narrative, the propaganda, pushed by controlled media. Analysis, start from the start of the operation to now, indicates situational awareness, decoupling of the MSDNC control of information, channels 1 through 99, of general public expanding at a massive pace. Attacks indicate, can be defined as, loss of generalized information control. They, the media, need to expend ammunition, muster a network to defend and coordinate attacks to counter. That's the effectiveness of Q's operation. Military-civilian alliance, Q. So, from the beginning of Q's operation to now, there's been a rapid expansion of the movement. It is growing by leaps and bounds. The need for the media to expend ammunition and to create a network that attacks Q and the movement continually proves that they have lost control of the narrative. And this military-civilian alliance is going to do amazing things. Q posted a link to this article by The Guardian. It is a fascinating article that explains how Anons have disrupted the flow of information and taken over the narrative on social media. It's called Stop the Online Conspiracy Theorists Before They Break Democracy. It is a very insightful article. It's on The Guardian. I highly recommend reading it. Q posted a link to it and then just a small clip from it. The scale this generates is disproportional enough to distort public perception. In 2018, ISD identified close to 30 million uses of the word QAnon across Twitter, YouTube, and forums such as Reddit and 4chan. And then Q writes, numbers today dwarf past estimates. Handle with care. And this is supposed to be worth remembering. Q actually fixed that remembering error on the move. For those of you who are wondering, in August of 2018, during a question and answer session, Anon asked about Q, estimated number of patriots reached. This is August 1st, 2018. Worldwide, eyes on, that's just people aware of Q, 300 to 350 million, with 52 to 58 million estimated tracking Q on a regular basis. Shane Huntley, who is with Google's Threat Analysis Group, tweeted this out. Waiting outside a lunch place in Silicon Valley today, I overhear a middle-aged woman calmly explaining QAnon to her friend and how it's all part of some grand plan by Trump to rebuild the U.S. government. Jarring to run across this in the real world here. Oh, in Silicon Valley. Nice. Q responded, interesting that this was prioritized, routed, Google Threat Analysis Group, _ entry catalog, deep dreaming, young dragonfly, Q. And Anon posted this, the underscore before a variable means it's private. I don't know if that's relevant, but I thought it was a good observation from the board. Background on Dragonfly. So Dragonfly is a program. It's a censored search engine that Google has been developing for China. And here's an article. We are Google employees and we join Amnesty International in calling on Google to cancel Project Dragonfly, Google's effort to create a censored search engine for Chinese market that enables state surveillance. Now, Q also mentioned Deep Dream, right? Deep Dreaming, Young Dragonfly. So in the movie Jason Bourne, Deep Dream was the Facebook-like social media program that was used to surveil people. Right? And Q has made a lot of allusions to Facebook. That Facebook actually is surveilling us for the CIA. So this is an article about not Deep Dream, but it's a project that's called Deep Mind. And it's essentially a program that they're developing for artificial intelligence, planetary surveillance. All right, so when you see Q post Deep Dream, think Deep Mind, and those two things go together. Here's actually a really good response by Anon. Anon was just talking about how instead of Q sent me, we need to drop red pills. Think of how powerful that would be. You scroll down and get blasted with 100 upon hundreds of red pills. That's laser sharp. So when Q posts a link to somebody's tweet nowadays, I try to go on that tweet and post something that is informative rather than just a meme, you know, hey, Q sent me. I'm trying to do some red pilling. All right, Oracle exec took the oath. We'll listen to him.
I, Oracle exec, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of this office of which I'm about to enter. So help me God. With that said, digital soldiers, where we go one, we go all. Let's go.
And Q responded, honor bound, where we go one, we go all. Q. Let's see, these are Parler accounts for myself and General Flynn. You can come to the Twitter thread and find them if you want. Mine's just at Dave Hayes if you want to find me on Parler. Steve Scalise has been getting Q'd a lot. Must read New Jersey Health Department workers slam Governor Murphy's deadly nursing home policies. They called it an unmitigated failure that led to preventable deaths. This is an article, newjersey.com. So Q posted a link to Steve Scalise's tweet, Difficult Truths, Q. And then we have this, it's a screenshot of a tweet from Rogan O'Hanley. 45 out of 50 governors did not force COVID-infected patients into nursing homes, but five did. Cuomo, New York, Wolf, Pennsylvania, Whitmer in Michigan, Murphy in New Jersey, and Newsom in California. Nearly half of all COVID nursing home deaths were in these five states. That's not an accident. That is systemic murder. And it's been getting a little bit hot on that subject. The article that Steve Scalise linked to, New Jersey's response to the coronavirus inside nursing homes was an unmitigated failure that led to preventable deaths, a group of anonymous state health department employees charged in a letter to lawmakers. Q posted a couple of links and a screenshot of a House resolution bill and said, worth tracking. All right, this bill is being sponsored by Adam Schiff and says, the Posse Comitatus Act, 18 U.S. Code, Section 1385, an original intent of which was to end the use of federal troops to police state elections in former Confederate states, prescribes the use of the Army and the Air Force in executing civil laws and states. Key exceptions to the Posse Comitatus Act, pursuant to the presidential power to quell domestic violence, federal troops are expressly exempt from the prohibitions of Posse Comitatus Act, and this exemption applies equally to active duty military and federalized National Guard troops. So then Q asks, what is Adam Schiff trying to prevent? Everything you're witnessing, past and present, and future essentially revolves around the presidential election of 2020, win by any means necessary, self-preservation in brackets. All right, so Adam Schiff is trying to clip President Trump's wings so that he cannot use the military as prescribed by the Posse Comitatus Act and the Insurrection Act. And that is a good question. What is Adam Schiff trying to prevent? Well, obviously, he would like to get Trump out of office by any means necessary. Q posted a link to an article. City officials say that this facility that was built, that cost nearly $21 million, constructed by a Texas contractor, had is now being demobilized after it had no medical activity. They did not see one patient. So Q, after posting a link to the article, wrote this, worth remembering, why were elderly COVID-19, and then in brackets two, positive patients forced, pushed into nursing homes, known hot zones, if ample capacity existed to support locally? Can you logically explain why select Democrat governors made decisions regarding elderly, pushing them into hot zones, which knowingly contradicted federal guidelines and as well as general common sense? Think the annual influenza death regarding the age group 65 and over. Evil surrounds us, Q. It's a good point, because it's been known for a long time that the elderly are most at risk of getting the flu and then dying of pneumonia. That's why they push vaccines every year for elderly. Another patriot takes the oath. Listen to this gentleman.
Patriots, about 2 years ago, I was in a corporate office grinding away until I discovered Q. And here I am 2 years later out in the middle of nature with this guy. It's just one good dog. And this teeter fixing my dang back and finding the Lord Jesus and resetting my life. So I've gone this far, might as well continue and make it official, becoming a digital soldier. So here we go. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservations or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of office on which I'm about to enter. So help me God. Where we go one, we go all. God bless, patriots.
Q responded, praying for a swift recovery for your back. Keep fighting, never give up, united and strong. Where we go one, we go all. Q. All right, T-Dog noticed that the president's remarks in this town hall with Sean Hannity, that was yesterday, he was talking about the possibility of a foreign country printing fake ballots. And that echoed what Q said 3 days earlier. Q said, what happens if China successfully duplicates clones, select ballots, battleground states, right? So how did Q know that that was possibly going to be coming from President Trump? Q wrote, good catch, coincidence. Important that people understand this for future events. Was it an assumption or was it intel-based? All assets, foreign and domestic, deployed. Democrats plus China equals 11-3. That's election day. Thank you. Comments by the president can be heard in this video at the 41-minute, 45-second mark. Q posted a link to it. I'll let you listen to it here.
Mark, Wisconsin. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hi, Mark.
Doing well. Looking forward to your
He looks like Bolton, but a better-looking version. Look at him with that button.
I could do the
Much
same.
Better-looking.
I could do as good a job, I think. Looking forward to your second term.
Thank you.
The big concern I've got is, how are you going to make sure that the election is fair and free from fraudulent absentee votes and mail-in ballots? That's the concern I've got.
I think it's the most important question I'll be asked, because it's a great question. So now we have a mail-in thing. And you see California, he's sending out millions and millions of ballots. Where are they going? Where aren't they going? Is the postman going to hand them out? Are they going to take them out of the mailboxes? The other thing, Mark, it's very important. You get to foreign countries, you know, they keep talking, oh, Russia, China, this, especially China, not Russia, especially China. Are they going to print millions of ballots using the exact same paper, using the exact same machines? And are they going to print ballots and then hand them in? And all of a sudden, it's the biggest risk we have, the mail-in ballot. And not so much the absentee ballot, because an absentee, like I'm in the White House and I have to vote in Florida, et cetera, et cetera. You're absentee, it's okay. But people go through a process for that. You know, it's really pretty good. But the mail-in ballots, they mail them to anybody, and they send them out by the millions. I think I read over 30 million ballots are going to be sent out in California. Where are they going? Nobody's standing there watching you vote. At least the other way, you get in line And they're using, you know, I said the other day, we went through World War I and we voted. We went through World War II and we voted. And now we have a virus. And by that time, it'll be less and less. Why aren't we going to vote? People want to vote. But it would be nice to be able to see the people. And on top of that, they should have ID voting.
Absolutely.
Okay? We should have ID ballots.
Absolutely.
ID voting.
Okay?
Great question.
And this person, Claire Glace, said, it's worrisome, mail-in voting. Will we be able to stop it? Well, Q said, important to understand for things that are becoming in the future. So I think they have a plan. The President Trump is not going to risk losing the White House over a bunch of rigged paper ballots. I think they've got a plan to preclude this. I don't know what the plan is, but I'm willing to trust. Julia Wong, The Guardian, published another hit piece on the Q movement's influence on Facebook. Long article, rambling, word salad. These people are so illogical. I don't know. It's hard to read these articles anymore. But Q posted a link to it, and then a post from that previous drop where Q gave us our missions about using our ability on social media to fight the narrative. So Q writes, daily attacks are normal, but what are the odds this particular hit regarding Facebook censorship push comes the next day? This is after Q's post about social media. Think battlefield and missions. The Guardian, in quotes, information warfare, Q. Yeah, they're acting like The Guardian. All right, so last night, Anon posted this. Hey, wow, another zero delta. So this, a zero delta is when Q and the president posted at the same time, in this case, 3 seconds apart, right? So Q posted at 8:54 and 46 seconds. President tweeted at 8:54 and 49 seconds. 3 second difference. So Q responded, 3 seconds. Dan is to blame, Q. I saw that last night and I couldn't stop laughing. Oh my gosh. Because I've thought for a long time that Dan Scavino is on the team. Well, Q pretty much fingered Dan Scavino last night. All right. I got to just catch my breath here. So Sanan says, is this confirmation that Dan Scavino is one of the less than 10? Q said previously, less than 10 people can confirm him. Of those less than 10, only 3 are non-military. So as the information war heats up, we should expect Twitter and Facebook to crack down on our freedoms. However, we might also expect Q and the president to provide more disclosures and compelling proofs. And, well, talking about Dan Scavino, I think, is an interesting proof. So Oracle exec tweeted this out. Wow, I can't believe I got Q'd. This is so surreal. Q, it's an honor. I'm excited to serve my country in any capacity, anytime, any day, twice on Sunday. America is the best country in the world. I love all my fellow countrymen and Anons worldwide. Thank you. We're going to go one, we go all, QAnon, Q Army. Q replied to that, the honor is ours. Nice meeting you. Today, this was tweeted out by House Republicans. These governors, Democrat governors, are withholding information from the public, and House Dems are letting them get away with it, with their partisan refusal to join our investigation. This is from Steve Scalise. Republicans are demanding answers from Democrat governors about their disastrous nursing home orders. Right. On Thursday, all 5 Republican members of the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis, as well as Republican members of the New York, California, Michigan, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania delegations, urged the attorneys general of those states to investigate the origins of their governors' deadly nursing home orders and the impact those orders had on the state's elderly populations. Q posted a link to that tweet and also a link to a page from the Cornell Law. Did the orders of the governors violate government-mandated policies? Yes, they did. Would a jury of peers agree that their actions were reckless? Would a jury of their peers agree that the actions were negligent? Q posted a quote here from the Cornell Law page. The immunity of a state from suit has long been not to extend. The immunity of a state from a suit has long been held not to extend the actions against state officials for damages arising out of willful and negligent disregard of state laws. The reach of the rule is evident in Schuer versus Rhodes, in which the court held that plaintiffs were not barred by the 11th Amendment or other immunity doctrines from suing the governor and other officials of a state alleging that they had deprived plaintiffs of federal rights under color of state law and seeking damages when it was clear that the plaintiffs were seeking to impose individual and personal liability on the officials. There was no executive immunity from suit, the court held. Rather, the immunity of state officials is qualified and varies according to the scope of the discretion and the responsibilities of the particular office and the circumstances existing at the time the challenged action was taken. So there is no guaranteed immunity for these governors. That gets us caught up to Q for today. If this broadcast has encouraged you, you might want to subscribe to my channel. Thank you for sharing this on social media. If you'd like to support me on Patreon, the link to my Patreon page is in the description box. If you want to check out the book, Calm Before the Storm, there is a link in the description box. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep the military and the Secret Service in prayer, and I will catch you on the next broadcast.